Yeshayahu Perek Samechbet, Perek 62, another short Perek about assurances of the Geulah HaAtidah. Again, Yeshayahu being tenacious about the fact that the Geulah will come, no matter how bad it seems, no matter the circumstances, no matter how many times we think it was coming and then it didn't actually materialize. Yeshayahu is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fully dedicated to the Geulah. And this really starts off in the first Pasuk. L'ma'an Siyon lo ihishe, l'ma'an Yerushalayim lo ishkot, ad yisik hanoha sika, v'shu'ata kelapid yiv'ad. For the sake of Siyon, I'm not going to be silent. For the sake of Yerushalayim, I'm not going to quiet myself. Ad yisik hanoha sika, v'shu'ata kelapid yiv'ad, until, like a bright light, the tzedek, the righteousness of Yerushalayim is going to burn forth, and its redemption like a burning torch. Hashem saying, I'm not going to rest until it fully materializes, and the light, again, this idea of the light, is going to be seen fully. And that brings us to the next pasuk. V'ra'u goyim tzedekech v'chol melachim kevodech. Hashem tells Yerushalayim Tzion, all the nations are going to see righteousness. You being loyal to God was the correct action to do during the Galut. All they're not going to see your honor as God's servants. They're going to call you a new name. Asher pi Adonai yikovenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to designate exactly what this name is. We're going to see in Pasuk Dalet. Then you're going to be a crown of glory in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a snif melucha is the same idea, snif melashon mesnefet, melucha of royalty, same idea as atara, a crown, b'yad elohayich, in the hands of God. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take you in his hands, he's going to protect you, he's going to make sure that you're going to be so. And remain so. And pasuk dalet lo yamelach od azuvah v'rasech lo yamer od shemama. They're not going to call you a neglected land. They're not going to call you a desolate land. This is going to be the Shem Hadash. What is it going to be? Kilach yikare hasivah v'rasech be'olah. Here hafiz adonai bach v'rasech tiba'il. They're going to call you hasibah. That the Hashem's desire is it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, Yerushalayim. Ulasech Be'olah, we're going to call you Be'olah, Be'olah, a married woman, a woman who has a husband, as if there's somebody living together, they're in a constant state of living together. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to desire you, and the people are going to be living in you. So says Hashem to Yerushalayim, and continuing this idea of Yerushalayim, the woman and the people is populous, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu desiring Yerushalayim. He yiv'al b'chur b'tula yiv'aluch banayich, with the excitement that a chur and b'tula have on their wedding night, so too will be this renewed joy of the Jewish people returning to their homeland. U'msos hatan al kala yisis alayich elohayich. And then, and here it gets interesting, because we compare the rejoicing of a Hatan and Kala to the happiness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, Yerushalayim is getting married both to God and to her children. And it's a unification. You take these three aspects. You take Yerushalayim, the holy place. You take the Jewish people, the holy nation. And you unite them with the source of all Kedusha, the Makor of all Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all three of them are really uniting together in a beautiful way. Hashem has this relationship with Yerushalayim, being Mashuneh the Shekhinah. The Jewish people have their relationship with Yerushalayim, living in the Mata Kodesh and building up the land, performing acts of Siddachah and Mishpat, and Limut Torah, Ma'asim Tovim. And it all merges together in a beautiful unity. Pasuk Vav. חומותייך ירושלים הפקדתי שומרים. כל היום וכל הלילה תמיד לא יחשו. מזכירים את אדוני אדומי לכם. הקדוש ברוך הוא tells ירושלים, he's telling, on your top of your walls, I have placed guards. And they're going to be on the guard duty all day and all night. תמיד לא יחשו. They're never going to be silent. And here Yeshayahu calls out to the people, Maskinim et Hashem, those of you who call out the name of God, do not be silent. So obviously, these guards are not physical guards to protect the city, but rather, they have two different explanations here. You could easily explain it, but the simple explanation is that the Jewish people are the guards of Yerushalayim. They're constantly praying for the welfare of Yerushalayim. Tamid lo yeheshu. And then the Navi says, you who call out to God and are constantly praying to God about Yerushalayim to return, don't be silent. Al domi lachem. You could also explain, Al Yerushalayim. So in this sense, according to this first expedition that we discussed, if Kad is the Shomrim are going to be the yearning of the Jewish people to return to Yerushalayim. Hashem is telling Yerushalayim, even though you seem desolate, or you think you're going to be desolate during the time of the Galut, you're really not. People are really watching over you. They're still invested in you. Or, alternatively, you could interpret that these Shomnim are going to come only after the Geula. And Hashem is saying, Hashem, I'm never going to let you go again, because now you're going to have the Shomrim on the walls, the people performing Tzedakah Mishpat, and they're going to make sure that Yerushalayim is never going to fall again. And then Yeshayahu calls out to the Bnei HaGalut, HaMaskinim et Hashem Adomi Lechem. And then Pasuk Zayin, V'al Titenu Domi Lo, Ad Yechonen V'ad Yisim Yerushalayim Tehila Ba'aretz. Never be silent, never stop beseeching about the welfare of Yerushalayim, praying for Hashem to return, for the Jewish people to return to Yerushalayim, and never be silent until it's going to be founded properly, Yechonen, and established, V'ad Yisim Yerushalayim Tehila Ba'aretz, until Hashem makes Yerushalayim a great praise in all the land. Pasuk Hey, Mishpa Adonai Bimirom Zoa Zo, Imaten Dechanech Od Machal Oyevaych, Shemeshtu Benenachat Tirushaych Ra'ad Bo. Hashem promises, this is right hand, is hand of strength, same idea, Zoa Zo is the same idea, arm of strength, that he swears never to again allow the Dagan, the harvest, the grains of Yerushalayim to go to its enemies. And nor should they drink their wine that Yerushalayim and her children have worked for. Kima asfav yuchiluhu v'hilelu et Adonai umqabbasav yistu b'hasil kochi. But instead the people actually planted it, and the people who gathered it are going to eat it, and are going and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to umqabbasav, the people who collect all the grapes and made it into wine, Yishtuhu b'hasul kotri, and you're going to drink it in my domain. The idea of drinking and eating the wine in my domain, ma'asir sheni, the mitzvah where you have to take 10% of your crops here in Yerushalayim, even if it grew from outside Yerushalayim. So that it's not just b'hasul kotri could mean simply within Yerushalayim, but it could literally mean b'hasul kotri, that they're performing the mitzvah, bring ma'asir sheni. Pasuk yud. עברו עברו בשענים פנו דרך העם. סולו סולו מסילה סחלו מאבן הריבו נס עלמים. Now instead of talking about the definitiveness of the Geulah and how it definitely come, now Yeshayahu is speaking as if it's actually happening. And go to all the gates, clear the way, prepare, remove the rocks on the pass, Prepare the highway, harimu nes alamim, raise up a flag amongst all the nations in order for the Jewish people to come, in order for them to travel. Everybody else get out of the way. And pasuk yud aleph, hine adonai hishmiya el kisei haaretz, imru lebet zion hine she'ech ba, nes echaro yitof, olato lefanav. Behold, Hashem is now calling out to the Jewish people. This is why you need to clear the land. He's clearing throughout the land that the Jewish people, the salvation has come. He's coming to pay back the Jewish people for being loyal to him. And everybody got to clear the way. The Jewish people have to go to Yerushalayim. In Pasuk Yud Be, Kad U Lehem Am HaKodesh Geolei Adonai V'lachi Qarei Derusha Ayir Lo Ne'ezava. They're going to call them the nation of Kodesh, a holy nation, one who is redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you, Yerushalayim, they're going to call you the Rusha, a city that's desired, that people are asking about, a city that was never neglected, and all the times of the Galut, they're going to be forgotten. And this is the idea, the Gula, it's going to happen, it's going to come speedily in our days.